Maria Muldaur, with your star power, I think a lot of us are interested in how it all got started. How did you become, you know, the sensation that you became?
Oh, gosh. Well, gee, many, many years ago, I grew up in Greenwich Village in New York City, and my aunt turned me on, my mom's sister, my Aunt Katie, turned me on to what she called cowboy music, which was early country and western. So at the age of five, I was listening to Hank Williams and Kitty Wells and Hank Thompson and Hank Snow, a lot of people named Hank.
All the Hanks, yeah.
All the Hanks. And I just fell in love with that kind of music. And then as I became a young pre-teenager, I started listening to R&B on the end of the radio dial and listened to people like Muddy Waters and Ruth Brown and you know, Fats Domino and Chuck Berry and people like that. And then that morphed into rock and roll. And I was quite taken with that during my teen years. In fact, I even had a girls doo-wop group in high school called the Cashmeres.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Hunter College High School, School for Intellectually Gifted
Girls. Yeah, you're a smart woman.
Of course, I didn't. My pursuits were less intellectual and more musical, but it served me well in the end. Anyway, at the end of high school, just when the really good early R&B and rock and roll started getting co-opted, they tried to replace Elvis with Pat Boone and people like that.
Awful.
I lost interest as the music got watered down, but just at that same time, right outside my door in Greenwich Village, there was an emerging scene taking place, which was a very big interest in what they were calling folk music. I prefer to call it American roots music, and so I was listening to people like getting turned on to bluegrass and old-timey music and
New Lost City Ramblers, yeah, right.
And all of that, and every Sunday in Washington Square Park, it was like a virtual little mini folk festival going on. You could hear all these kinds of music, and so I just followed my bliss and became more and more magnetized toward music and less interested in school. I went to college for a couple of years, but finally in 1963, music won out over the pursuits of higher learning, and I joined the Even Dozen Jug Band with a lot of wonderful musicians who went on to become really, really great musicians, John Sebastian, David Grisman, Stephan Grossman, people like that.
Indeed.
And then shortly after that, connected to the Jim Kweskin Band, and that was the big popular jug band of the day. And by the way, both jug bands are having a 50th anniversary next year in 2013, and we're hatching a couple of wonderful reunion concerts, including at Newport Folk Festival and other places. So if there's any listeners out there who are fans of that old jug band music, stay tuned, because we're hatching some really great gigs. But that's next year. Meanwhile, so I spent a good deal of time in the Kweskin Jug Band and then launched out on my own in 74. I went out to California to make a little album, which I just thought, well, it'll get me out of the snow in Woodstock, where I was living at the time. And I didn't have any more higher aspirations for it than that. But to my surprise and delight, it had a wacky little song on it called Midnight at the Oasis, which, again, to my utter surprise, became a huge hit, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And so that launched my visibility and popularity on a much, much wider scale. And that was 74. Let's see if you do the math. What is that? 38 years ago. And I'm coming out with my 40th album this year. That was nominated for a bunch of Grammys. And my recent work, so I've been making about one a year, especially in the last 20 years, and producing them myself. And in the last 10 years, three of the albums I've produced have been nominated for Grammys and various other blues awards. So I've been keeping very busy from that day to this. I mean, no one could possibly suggest that I'm sitting at home eating bonbons and counting my royalties. I'm still very passionately interested in American roots music and continue to put out about an album a year. My last album was called Steady Love, and that's the music people will be hearing at the Guthrie Center. I have a band called the Red Hot Bluesiana Band, and I made up that word Bluesiana to describe the kind of New Orleans-flavored blues, R&B, and what we call swamp funk that I like to perform. And so I went to New Orleans last spring and recorded with some of my very favorite New Orleans musicians, and came out last year and it last fall, and it reached number one on the blues chart. So I was, you know, very gratified about that. And it's an album of very upbeat, energetic kind of uplifting blues and R&B, and with a little touch of gospel. And that's what we'll be performing when we're up at the Guthrie Center. We're on a little tour right now of the Northeast, and people have been enjoying the new material. But I always like to tell people that no matter how many new albums I put out, and of course we're the most excited about presenting the new material to our audiences, but I've found that I never should go anywhere without performing my old hits. So I always like to please everyone, and people have such fond and apparently often X-rated memories attached to some of my earlier songs, like Midnight at the Oasis and Don't You Feel My Leg and It Ain't the Meat, It's the Motion. So I always include them in the performance, and I love to see the look of the happy and X-rated memories that come over people's faces when we start to do that material.
So that's what
we'll be bringing to your neck of the woods.
So what does the Guthrie Center mean to you?
Well, I know that it was once the scene of the infamous
indeed
Alice's Restaurant. I've never performed there, but of course I know Arlo Guthrie from way back in the day. In fact, I even was blessed enough to have met his father a couple of times. But and it's everybody all over the country is putting on Woody Guthrie 100 birthday celebrations. I'm seeing everywhere. But Arlo, you know, I just know that he's made this wonderful performance center there, and all my fellow artists that I know that are touring around have told me it's a wonderful space to present music. So I'm very much looking forward to experiencing that for the first time.
Well, we at WAMC certainly know you since you've played our Lyndon Norris Auditorium.
Yes, a couple of times.
Done very well up there. And Maria, what do you do to keep yourself happy otherwise? I understand you're a swimmer.
I am a swimmer. I swim a mile a day. When I'm at home, I do it every day, 7 days a week. You know, on a bad week, it might be 5 or 6 days a week. And then on the road, whenever I can find a pool, I jump in and just swim for at least an hour and figure that's about a mile. I was just in Woodstock, New York, which is my old stomping grounds. I used to own a house there, and I have a lot of very dear friends that are still there. I feel very, very much like a rootedness when I go back there. It very much feels like home. And I have a few secret, sacred swimming holes that I like to go to at least once a year. So I spent my whole last week in Woodstock going to my favorite swimming hole and swimming two hours at a time without stopping.
Well, Maria Muldaur, it's been a great pleasure to have you with us. I know that you'll be staying with the Chartok family while you're there, and we can't wait to see you, and we can't wait to hear you at the Guthrie Center. So thank you so much. I'm sure it will be a great sellout and a great success.
Well, we're very much looking forward to it. And my band, I have a fabulous band with me this time. And we're just kicking ass, if I may say that, on the air, wherever we go. So I hope dancing is allowed at the Guthrie Center, because this music will make you want to dance.
Fantastic. Maria Muldaur will be appearing at the Guthrie Center this Friday and Saturday nights. Good luck to you, Maria, and thanks for all you've done for all of us.
Oh, thank you. We look forward to seeing you. Take care.
Painting our faces and traces, aroma.